Now I think we can go over to Chris, who's over in Boston at the AAAS conference. Are you there, Chris?
Hello, Dave.
What have you been looking at over there?
Well, I thought before we started talking about the conference, we should talk about a great bit of science, which has come out this week, a piece of science news, which has come from the US, because it's very relevant to science at home. And this relates to the problem of MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, the superbug, which actually causes about 5,000 deaths every single year in the UK, about 20,000 here in America. And part of the problem why it's such a virulent bacterium is because not only is it resistant to antibiotics, but these bacteria have evolved very clever strategies that enable them to outpace or outwit our immune system. Now, if you look at Staphylococcus aureus, which MRSA is a form of, when it grows in a dish, the colonies are a bright yellow color. And the reason that's why we call it golden staph, but the reason they're bright yellow is because staph makes a chemical called carotenoid. And these carotenoids are antioxidant molecules. It's the same family of chemicals, actually, that make carrots look orange. But they're very powerful antioxidants. And one of the ways in which our immune system tries to destroy bacteria is by cells called phagocytes, neutrophils, releasing things like free radicals into the environment where the bacteria are. And those free radicals then jump on the bacteria and damage them. But because the bacteria are stuffed with these antioxidants, it stops them actually being damaged, and so the bacteria can grow unimpeded. What a group of researchers, including Victor Nizze and Eric Oldfield here in the States, have done, though, is to actually look at how they make that yellow pigment, the carotenoid pigments, and to find out whether they can stop them making that. So the first sort of breakthrough was the guys at University of California, San Diego, Victor Nizze and his colleagues. They knocked out the genes in the bacteria that enable them to make this yellow pigment. And they found that these Staph aureus bacteria, when they did this to them, became vulnerable to the immune attack again. And then Eric Oldfield at the University of Illinois noticed that the chemicals that the bacteria used to make these carotenoid chemicals are identical to the building blocks used in the human body to make cholesterol. So he wondered, if we give bacteria cholesterol-lowering drugs, will this stop them making these antioxidants, and will this make them effectively vulnerable to the attack of the immune system, so you can turn a superbug into a sensitive bug again? So they found some families of chemicals, and these are called squalene synthase inhibitors, and they were an early generation of cholesterol-lowering drugs. They're not used anymore, but they were tried for a while. They started adding them to Staph aureus, and the staph became fully sensitive, and the immune system could destroy Staph aureus much more easily. And so they're looking at these compounds. One of them is called BPH-652. They found it's very effective, and because it's already been tested in limited clinical trials on humans, it could well make a very valid contribution and be added to our present spectrum of things that we use to tackle bugs and bacterial infections in patients.
Chris, is there any reason you think that this kind of approach might not lead to the kind of resistance that we're seeing already in the future? Is there any reason this might be more effective at preventing that kind of resistance happening in these bugs?
I think that there's every reason that the target, the enzyme that this drug hits, could adapt in the same way that bacteria do become resistant anyway, but at a time when we're running out of options therapeutically, and that there are bacteria knocking around now that are increasingly resistant, some of them resistant to pretty much every antibiotic we have, the more chances we have to stop them and the more ways we have of making them vulnerable, the better. So it's not a question of saying we shouldn't do it because it will eventually get some kind of resistance on the part of the bacteria. That's probably an inevitability anyway. So it's just an additional thing we can do to try and make these bacteria vulnerable and make patients better.
One other thing, Chris, if these carotenoids, could you get lots of them by eating carrots, and that make your body less able to fight bacteria, any other bacteria?
No, because the bacteria are making these things and putting them inside their own bacterial cells in just the right place to mop up the free radicals that the immune system would squirt onto them. Carotenoids are very useful and very important in our body, and beta-carotene, which is the orange chemical in carrots, is two vitamin A molecules stuck together. And when you eat the carrots, the molecules are cleaved apart and you end up with vitamin A in the tissues where you need them. And so we do need carotenoids and antioxidants in our body, and they end up in the right place. So paradoxically, being on antioxidants might help your immune system to work better, not disable your immune system. So there's no danger that by boosting your own carotenoid count that you'll be making yourself more vulnerable to infection. That doesn't happen.
Sounds like great news for those kind of problems we have with bugs.